Saving money on your outdoor project? Now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
We got runs galore. Detroit Tigers baseball today. 7-4 Rangers behind Jack Leiter in the fourth. The defending World Series champions. Hey, Caitlin Clark has already outgrown the WNBA, it appears.
Wow.
Yep, she's moving on to bigger and better things. No,
Did you take in that big three deal?
So people are looking at the Indiana Fever's schedule here, and the, you know, when they go on the road, it turns out that teams that the Fever are playing on the road are already experiencing a bit of demand for the tickets to that game.
Sure.
When Caitlin Clark visits, and as a result, the here's the first one of what I assume will be many like this. The Washington Mystics are moving their June 7th game against Indiana from their 4,500 seat arena to the big arena downtown where the Wizards and G-Town play, the 20,000 seat Capital One arena. That's where they used to play before they opened up their new smaller digs back in 2019.
The Aces made a similar announcement yesterday for Vegas.
Where do the Aces play daily?
They daily play at the 12,000 seat Michelob Ultra Arena.
Okay, that's where the wasn't that where Creighton played this year against UNLV? They have so many arenas in that town. Yeah. I have no idea what's going on.
But they're moving.
They're going to play it at T-Mobile.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's where the Golden Knights play.
That is correct.
Go Golden Knights. Yep. So, yeah, she's a big deal. Anyway, Coach Prime. What's going on with Coach Prime today? I talked about Coach Prime yesterday. I said it's not going to work. He's leaving after this year. I very much believe that still. There was a story today in the USA Today. Or I guess that was yesterday. I didn't see it until today. In the USA Today, comparing Deion Sanders and Matt Rhule's approach to recruiting. Since his hiring as Nebraska's head football coach in late November of 2022, Matt Rhule has visited 108 high schools in several states and has made 486 off-campus contacts with potential recruits, including 123 between the months of December and January that most recently happened.
What a try hard.
He is definitely trying very hard. Now, you could either see that as a good thing or a bad thing. Rhule told USA Today Sports, quote, "I'll be honest with you. It's the only way I know," which is a pretty good line for Rhule. It's pretty similar to what he's used before, which is basically like, hey, it's the job, man. Like, they pay me to do it, and I'm going to do it. He literally said that again to USA Today. It's the way I was raised. They pay me to recruit. So, you know, I'm going to do it. The results this far have, been pretty good for Rhule in the recruiting game. He was asked specifically about Coach Prime's approach. USA Today Sports asked Rhule for his reaction to the fact that Deion Sanders hasn't made one single off-campus recruiting visit since he was hired in Boulder. That's right. The score on the scoreboard in off-campus recruiting contacts, 486-0, Matt Rhule leads. It's early, though.
But Colorado beat Nebraska.
Might be getting a little late for Coach Prime, though. Colorado did win the game. People forget about that. Rule's quote was this: "I just don't want to touch that," Rule said. He declined to offer his assessment of Sanders' approach, but did agree to go into detail about why he believes that off-campus recruiting has been important to his program. And you tell me, this is coming right off of the "I don't want to talk about Coach Prime" question. He goes into this quote from Rule: "I just think there's a bigger thing we're trying to get done, and that's building a sustainable recruiting model where year after year you have connections in the building and you're one of the first teams people call. To do that, you have to be out. You have to be present. Here's what Coach Prime said about a year ago as it pertains to how he handles recruiting and visits. Quote, I really truly believe in all my heart that parents don't want me at their house. They want to see my house. They want to see how I live and how I get down. They want to see what I've got going on and what God has done in my life." So, yeah, I think they have different approaches.
Just a bit. Pull question up at Happer Show. Do you want Deion Sanders to visit your house?
Do you want Deion Sanders to visit your house? And maybe a second poll question off of that. Do you want to see what God has done for Deion Sanders? That's what I think of when I think of, I want Coach Prime to come to my house. That I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I would love it if Coach Prime, I think that would really tell quite the story if Coach Prime came to my house. I'd remember that forever.
Yeah.
I think that'd go a long way if I was a high school recruit.
I would tell everybody.
But Deion doesn't think so. He says, I don't think so. I think they should come to my house.
Like,
did you ever hang out with the kid, you know, as one of your friends in the neighborhood when you were a kid, and you always went to their house?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Always went to Dave's house.
Did you ever think it was cool when that kid came over to your house? And you were like, yeah, you're on my turf now.
It was different.
Yeah. It is different. It adds a different dynamic into the relationship. I think that's healthy. I think that's a good thing. So, it's not a one-to-one that way. Sanders was quoted in the story. He said in response to the initial USA Today story about his zero off-campus visits, quote, "We mostly target guys that are in," well, he says, "that's in the transfer portal," that's in the portal, transfer in quotations. He didn't actually say it. "When do you make visits to portal guys' homes? Does anybody do that? Do they do that? Anybody? Have you guys heard of that?"
What?
Every quote from him is just unbelievable.
This is bananas.
Yeah. Back to Rule, who says, who does recruit the portal as well. Quote, "Sometimes part of this concept is going out and knowing all the high school coaches and seeing people. Sometimes those are the student athletes who eventually transfer back to you," Rule said. "To me, these things aren't always linear. They're not always that exact recruiting class." And he is absolutely right. Like, I mean, I think it's a great approach for life. Like I try to take that approach with my, like, not that I'm not recruiting anybody, but I try to, in case you guys haven't noticed, I try to be out as much as I can. I try to be seen as much as I can. I try to be involved with as many people as I can.
It's true.
It's not because I like myself so much. It's because I like building relationships. And yes, I do think building relationships in the community will eventually, in the long run, while maybe not directly in the moment, will eventually, in the long run, be super advantageous to my life and my career. Like, I think that is part of the, I think about that constantly. I think about that all the time. And so, I don't know. I don't, maybe just, like, it just doesn't appear that Deion sees it that way. Also, to his credit, he's not going to be there long enough to see any of the fruits of any of the relationships that he would potentially build.
He doesn't care about sustainability for a program.
Like, right, exactly. It's not about sustainability. And everyone knows, like, it's once again another entry into the category of he's not going to be there for very long. If any Colorado fans are under the impression or some sort of guise that he is going to be around for a long time, which I don't think anybody, even crazy Buff Josh is not under the impression that he's going to be there for very long. I think he is under the impression that he's going to leave it in better shape than he's going to end up leaving it in, but that's a different thing. But like, he's not going to be there for very long. So to his point, why build the relationships when you're not going to see any of them come to fruition and you're not going to get any of the good results that come out of them? Why not try and do the quick portal thing? Well, it turns out the quick portal thing, it actually works both ways. Deion lost a couple starters yesterday, including guys that he brought in, like Cormani McClain and Alt McCaskill, who was a running back transfer from Houston, who played for Colorado last year. And then there's this from Coach Prime's. Oh, he deleted it. It's gone. Did Rick George delete the tweet or did? Because I had a Pete Thamel tweet up there.
Pete tweet.
So Rick George, Colorado's athletic director. Yes, he still has this tweet up. One of the random weird ass aggregator accounts that supports Colorado says the portal window has been brutal so far. Rick George, the AD who hired Deion Sanders to be the head coach, says, quote, thank the attorney generals that filed the temporary restraining order. Talking about the transfer portal and its constant movement. Wait. Somebody's triggered about the idea. I think he just found out that the transfer portal actually is a two-way street and people can transfer out of Colorado.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Huh.
It's really amazing stuff. So yes, the two schools have different approaches. And like we said for the building relationships part of this, yes, I say all this with the well-known possibility that Nebraska might again lose to Colorado this fall. It could happen. It's unlikely, I think, just like it was unlikely last year, but it happened. It could happen. But the fruits of the relationships and the team becoming what it's going to become may be a little bit of a delayed fuse. Coach Prime's going for the short fuse. Going for the quick one. And it certainly started quick last year. Didn't end that way. Anyway, there's your Coach Prime segment for today. We'll be back. We'll have the poll questions on the other side. We'll also tell you what you're watching tonight. It's a light night, Josh, isn't it?
Yes, very light night.
Okay. Check out this baseball game, though. 7-7 in the fourth. The fourth is now over. Jack Leiter's debut. I don't know if it's over yet, but I think he's probably going to get a no decision out of it.
I hope you took the overs.
This week's zone deal, by the way, is for the Woodcliff Restaurant, voted Omaha's best outdoor patio, perfect for a romantic dinner for two or a family dinner. Enjoy everything Woodcliff has to offer, including delicious food with a perfect view of Woodcliff Lake. Don't miss the weekly burger special today or the Friday fish special. And this week's zone deal is for you to get two $25 vouchers, which is, of course, a $50 value for half of that, $25. On sale tomorrow at 9, 1620thezone.com.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen. On sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save.